I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Happy Global Hand Washing Day. This show is at least 70% alcohol. It's Watch What Happens Live with Joey King and Sam Smith now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411. King of Midnight.
Everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, closing out my first week back home in my clubhouse with two talents who have major range. My first guest tonight is a crazy talented actress who you loved in The Act and the Kissing Booth films. And while Kissing Booths have probably been suspended during COVID, her career has not, thankfully. Catch her new movie, The Lie, on Amazon Prime Video. It's Joey King. Hey, Joey.
Hi!
Great to see you. Go vote. I love your t-shirt. And if you're looking for some new music just in time for Halloween weekend, have I got a treat for you, Trick. My next guest's album, Love Goes, comes out October 30th. Welcome back our friend, Sam Smith. Hey, Sam!
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. Always love seeing you. Now, have the two of you ever met before?
Never.
No.
Well,
no, I'm just a big
first
fan.
Time.
Oh, I love it. Okay, very good.
Yours as well. I wish we were together in person.
Me too.
Oh my God, I can't believe you know who I am. Stop it.
Oh, I love it.
Of course I do.
By the way, guess what? Today's Spirit Day, and I'm going purple in solidarity with LGBTQ youth to stand up for bullying, stand up against bullying. I'm not standing up for bullying, of course. For more information, go to glad.org/Spirit Day. In the Kissing Booth movies, Joey's character failed at BFF rule number 9. Relatives of your best friend are off limits. But in the clubhouse, nothing's off limits. So I want to break the ice with my first round of probing questions for my guests. It's time for a little clubhouse quickie. Sam Smith, what song reminds you of one of the best moments in your life?
Oh my gosh. I would say I Feel Love.
Oh, I love, oh my God. Good answer. I knew I love you. What's your guilty pleasure junk food, Joey?
Spoonfuls of peanut butter, but that's also not even a guilty thing. Like, I do that every day, basically.
It's also kind of healthy. Sam, what's been your favorite collaboration to date?
Oh my gosh. I'd say Mary J. Blige. Singing Stay With Me with Mary was a dream come true.
Joey, what was the most surreal moment you had when you first found fame at such a young age?
Surreal moment was my Emmy nomination. That was insane.
Sam, who was the first celebrity you met in person that you were totally starstruck by?
Oh my gosh. I think in person, the first person, Stevie Wonder.
Wow, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Joey, who has inspired you the most in your lifetime?
In my lifetime? Oh man, my mom for sure, and my sisters. Is that okay that I answered with three people?
Yes, that's good. Okay, for both of you, name a celebrity whose cell phone number you still can't believe you have. Sam Smith?
Elton John.
Joey?
Oh my God, how am I gonna top that? Bo Burnham.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for that clubhouse quickie. Okay. Joey, Ava M., we have a lot of viewer questions coming in. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does getting hit with a Golden Globe hurt? Patricia Arquette, of course, famously accidentally whacked you.
You know, I would say like an 8.5. It was pretty painful, but it was also really quick. I couldn't believe it happened.
Sam, Noel J wants to know what your reaction was of Cardi B posting a clip of herself singing How Do You Sleep on Twitter. People thought that she was joining a remix of your song.
Oh, I was freaking out. I absolutely freaked out. I love Cardi more than anything.
Joey, Rodney H wants to know how many times you've watched the Kissing Booth movies, and can you rank the three movies from your fave to least fave? I know you've already shot number three, but it hasn't dropped.
So, okay, I can't not actually tell you how many times I've watched them, because it's a lot, especially the first one. Like, admittedly, in a weird way, I would put it on as a nightlight sometimes when I'm sleeping. But I haven't actually seen the third one yet, but I would rank the second one better than the first for sure. And I will let you know when I see number three.
Okay. Very interesting. Sam, Jackson M wants to know what you think Donna Summer would have said about your reimagining of I Feel Love.
I hope she would have liked it. I really, really do. Who knows? I mean, she can sing it better than me. It's really, really difficult to sing. It's so hard.
I know, but you nailed it. And your voice is made for, I mean, it's like, the audience is going crazy clapping. I love it.
Really, your voice, Sam, is like butter in my face and my ears.
Sam, was Jimmy Somerville an inspiration to you at all?
I don't really listen to men, if I'm honest, in music and in life.
That's a good philosophy.
Oh my God.
Okay, our virtual audience has a few questions for my guest. Neil has a question for Sam. Give it to me, Neil.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Neil.
Can you confirm or deny if you're still single? And how have you been dating in quarantine?
Oh,
I'm still single. I'm on the front line with all the single people still. And it's been difficult. It's been difficult. I've gone on all the apps and stuff.
Okay, now,
that's all I've got.
Sam, early in the pandemic, I was urging you to join Tinder. Did you do that?
Andy, I took your advice, okay? And I joined this dating site called Hinge in the UK.
Okay.
I don't have it there.
Okay.
And they chucked me off of it after one night because they thought I was a catfish pretending to be me.
That's why I wanted you.
Oh my God.
But that's why I wanted you. That same thing has happened to me on dating apps. But that's why I wanted you to join Tinder, because I have someone who can get you on there and verify you.
So I'm going to do Tinder. Okay. I'm going to do Tinder.
Okay.
Someone has used my face and photos as catfish for Tinder. A friend of mine who was on Tinder sent me a screenshot of someone who was
using your photo,
using my picture.
Well, I can get you both verified on Tinder. So not just saying, I'm so cool.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Lauren has something she wants to ask Joey. Okay. And by the way, hold on. Let me just back up, because that audience member who just asked Sam the question was very cute. I actually feel like that's a very cute, I mean...
Where do you live?
Where do you live, audience member?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Sam, Sam, that's where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
Yes, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come check it out.
Oh, amazing. I mean, after COVID, let's do this.
Okay. All right. We have a question for Joey from Lauren.
Hi. You were phenomenal in the act, so I'm just wondering, did you get to talk at all to Gypsy Rose Blanchard while preparing for the role, or did you hear from her after your performance at all?
So unfortunately, for reasons that were a little bit beyond my understanding, I wasn't actually able to get in contact with Gypsy, but I have not heard from her afterwards. But one thing that was really interesting to me was I heard that she was a fan of mine and happy that I played her in the show, which was really an interesting piece of information to me.
I should say, I like it. Okay, thank
you,
virtual audience.
The reason why
it
was so weird, because it was like, I think that she watched like Ramona and Beezus when she was little, which was so interesting to like think about that.
Oh, so were you in Ramona and Beezus? Was Selena Gomez in that?
Yes.
Wow. And are you two still in touch from that?
No, I mean, she's amazing and I love her, but you know, she's super busy. Busy kind of ish. And so, you know, we
two ships.
Didn't keep in contact much.
Well, Joey and Sam have a staggering combined 32 million plus Instagram followers, which for reference is over 5 times the population of my home state of Missouri. So I want them to show me which other celebrities they think are raking in the likes and which are barely eligible for swipe up privileges. It's time to play Instadam. You'll both guess who has more followers between pairs of famous peeps. All right. Who has more followers, Julianne Moore or Elton John? What do you think, Joey?
I'm going to say Elton John.
Sam?
I'm going to say Elton.
You are both correct. Okay, who has more followers, Channing Tatum or Liam Hemsworth? Joey?
Channing?
Sam?
I'd say Channing too.
It is Channing. Who has more followers, Jamie Foxx or Mary J. Blige? Joey King.
Mary J.
Sam Smith.
Isn't Jamie Foxx massive on TikTok though? I'd say
Is he?
I'm going to say Jamie.
All right, it is Jamie Foxx. Sam pulls ahead.
Oh,
who has more followers, Adele or Lady Gaga? Ooh, this is a good one. Joey King.
I think it's going to be Lady Gaga.
Sam Smith.
I think Gaga.
It is Gaga by about 5 million. Who has more followers, Sandler or Jada Pinkett Smith? This is a random one. Joey King.
I think, especially with all that August drama, it's going to be Jada.
What about you, Sam Smith?
I say Jada too. Jada.
You are correct. Oh, by only 200,000.
Oh, what?
Who has more followers, Garcelle Beauvais or Dua Lipa? Joey King.
I think Dua Lipa, maybe.
Sam Smith.
Dua.
By only about 53 million. Okay, thanks for playing. Sam wins by a hair. Joey, Jeannie C texted, will Taylor Zakhar Perez make an appearance in the third installment of The Kissing Booth? And was it awkward shooting romantic scenes with him since there were rumors that the two of you had a thing?
Those are great, great questions. Okay, so yes, I will say yes, he will be in the third one.
Okay.
And no, it was not awkward at all. Taylor's the best.
Okay. Sam, Laura P. said she's so excited that Love Goes is a breakup album, since she just went through a nasty one pre-COVID. Which of the songs on the album do you feel like you've pulled the most from your personal experiences?
Oh, there's a song called Another One on the record, which it's my favorite song on the album. So yeah, I love that one.
Will it be a single,
doing
Sam?
A bit Robin. I'm going for a Robin song. Oh, no, that won't be a single.
Will there be a lot of remixes that we can look forward to?
Oh yeah, completely, completely. And I've got there's a song with Labyrinth on the record, which is incredible. Yeah, there's so much, and yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait for people to hear it.
Oh my God, me too. Sam, Katie G texted and wants to know if there's an artist you're kicking yourself for not seeing live before the pandemic hit, or an artist that you're grateful you saw live before all this happened.
The last artist I saw was Cher in London.
Oh my God, I love it. And then did you get to meet her after?
No, I didn't. I was also too drunk, so I probably shouldn't have met her.
Oh my God, that's a great last one. That's a great concert, right?
Oh, it was absolutely phenomenal. Oh, really was.
Oh, that's
Cher's amazing. I saw her in concert when I was a little bit younger. It was like the greatest show ever.
Oh, I love it. Joey Taylor K said, I love that The Lie is a rare Blumhouse movie that's not pure horror. But considering how freaked out you were while filming The Conjuring, why do you keep taking roles in creepy movies? Good question.
I don't know. I just think I think the horror audience is such loyal, fun people, and they're so affected by horror films or even freaky films. But I totally agree. I love that The Lie isn't straight up horror like Blumhouse, like, you know, went a little bit different on this one. Yeah. But I love freaking people out, but I hate watching horror movies myself. I can't.
We love it when you freak us out. It is time for
This Day in Bravo History.
All right, today's a good one. It's the 8th anniversary of Bravo's answer to Frost Nixon. Yes, I am, of course, referring to my iconic one-on-one with Roni OG Jill Zarin after she exited the show. Here's a reminder of how that went. Spoiler, it was awkward.
Why was I fired?
We were looking to shake the show up. Mm-hmm. The viewers were the ones that, to us, dictated that they wanted something to change.
I have over 1 million people on social media following me. Do you know that I have more people follow me on Twitter than all the Housewives of New York City put together?
Did you pay for followers?
Are you kidding me?
Did you?
Are you kidding? I don't even know you could buy them.
That was a thing that I read about.
I don't pay for my friends, and I certainly don't pay for followers. I've always thanked you.
Always.
I've never been bitter. I'm grateful today that I'm here because I wanted to talk to the fans. I wanted to talk to you and say, I'm okay.
All right, I'm happy to report Jill still runs with a fabulous circle of people. I want to thank Joey and Sam for being here and watch our after show live on Twitter. We'll see you Sunday night. Thanks, audience. We're going to go right to the after show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we are back on the after show. Joey King stars in The Lie. It's available now on Amazon Prime Video. Sam Smith's album, Love Goes Out, Love Goes is out October 30th. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Sam, Jilly Swing said, you wear masses of beautiful clothes. What happens to your outfits when you're finished with them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I fluctuate in weight so much that most of the time I either can't fit in them or they drown me. But I've been giving a lot of them to my mum actually now. Now I'm dressing more femme. She loves them.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Joey, Carrie P wants to know how excited you are to work with Brad Pitt in the new movie Bullet Train, and has a plan been made to start filming anytime soon?
I'm so excited. I don't even know how to put it into words. Yes, a plan is being formed to start filming hopefully really soon. I'm just like really fingers crossed that everything goes okay, you know, getting prepped for it with COVID and everything.
Awesome. Well, I will look forward to that one for sure. And congratulations, by the way, on everything going on with you. It's really exciting and impressive.
Thank you. The audience agrees.
They're all going nuts. Sam Smith has had the honor of having their songs covered by the likes of Patti LaBelle, Kelly Clarkson, and even Vin Diesel. And if you think that last one sounds like a musical fever dream, get ready to run for cover. I want to rattle off some musical covers that have only happened in the twisted minds of my staff. I just want you both to say if you would be down for them or not. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Would you guys want to hear Hall & Oates cover Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's Rain on Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Two yeses. How about Billie Eilish covering Megan Thee Stallion's Savage?
Oh, yes. I think she would do something really interesting. Okay.
Sam says no. What about Mariah Carey covering Eminem's Lose Yourself?
Oh my God. Absolutely. That'd be amazing.
Okay, we like that. What about Donnie and Marie covering WAP?
No.
Sam, do you even know who Donnie and Marie are?
I don't, but just no one should cover WAP.
Right,
ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay, well, what about Tony Bennett covering Trap Queen?
Yes.
Fetty Wap.
I think so.
Okay, how about, what do you think about Liza Minnelli covering Dua Lipa's Don't Start Now? I think it could be genius, Sam. What do you think?
Darning.
Joey says no. By the way, okay, thanks for playing that ridiculous little moment. Sam, did you ever hear Liza Minnelli's collaboration with the Pet Shop Boys, by the way?
Oh my gosh, yes, I did. And the music video is unbelievable.
Insane.
It blew my mind.
Yes.
Yes,
yes. Oh, good. Okay, I'm glad you've seen that. I want to thank Joey and Sam for hanging out with me. I had so much fun with both of you. Thanks to the audience. Everybody download Sam's album and go to Amazon and watch Joey's movie. We'll see you later, everybody. Thanks, you two.
Hey, thank you, Anthony.
Stay there, both of you, really quick. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.